इति विज्ञान्पितो देवैर् भगवानात्मभिर्निरुप परितो बृहदक्षाद्यैर् ययौ दैत्यईश्वर आश्रमम् इति विज्ञापितो देवैर् भगवान् आत्मभिर्निरुप परितो बृहदक्षाद्यैर् ययौ दैत्यईश्वर आश्रमम् इति विज्ञापितो देवै भगवानात्मभूर्निरुप परितो बृहदक्षादयै ययौ दैत्यीश्वराश्रमम् इति विज्ञापितो देवै भगवानात्मभूर्निरुप परितो बृहदक्षादयै ययौ दैत्यीश्वराश्रमम् इति विज्ञापितो देवै भगवानात्मभूर्निरुप परितो बृहदक्षादयै ययौ दैत्यीश्वराश्रमम् इति विज्ञापितो देवैर् भगवानात्मभूर्निरुप परितो बृहदक्षादयै ययौ दैत्यीश्वराश्रमम् Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada Jaya, Srila Prabhupada Jaya. O King, being thus informed by the demigods, the most powerful Lord Brahma, accompanied by Brihu, Daksha, and other great sages, immediately started for the place where Hiranyakashipu was performing his finances and austerities. Purport. Lord Brahma was waiting for the austerities performed by Hiranyakashipu to mature so that he could go there and offer benediction according to Hiranyakashipu's desire. Now taking the opportunity of being accompanied by all the demigods and great saintly persons, Brahma went there to award him the benediction he desired.
नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णकृष्णाय बोले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशधारिणे श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधरा श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण ऑल द प्रीवियस श्लोकास द डेमिगॉड्स टोल्ड ब्रह्मा सम आर अदर वे Brahma should satisfy the Hiranyakashipu and stop his austerities because they were affected by this. Now taking the request of all demigods, Brahma is going to Hiranyakashipu's ashrama to give the benediction. Now in this sloka, either Brahma is forced to go and give benediction, and this benediction is not at all beneficial. Either to Hiranyakashipu or to other jivas. Such a way the benediction, something given, should be beneficial to the person given and to others also. Here, the benediction given by Brahma really does not help Hiranyakashipu or others. Actually, Prabhupada is explaining the coming purport. The austerities of Hiranyakashipu is very great. And Brahma himself is telling it is much more powerful than big rishis and sadhus. They cannot even think of this type of austerities. Such a big austerity was done by Hiranyakashipu. And still, in the desire he was asking, the boon he was asking, is not beneficial for him also, others also. And also, Brahma was forced to give this benediction to avoid the further destruction of all other living entities he created. Now in this context, we should clearly distinguish between the austerities of a devotee and the austerities of an asura. Sura means devotees. Asura means non-devotees. Prabhupada is explaining later, the asura does all austerities for his own sense gratification. Whereas Sura devotees, they make all the austerities for Supreme Lord. That is the difference. Now if we take it in the modern culture, the people are working harder than anybody else. Really it is a big austerity to work outside. But their austerity is not considered big because that is their for sense enjoyment. Whereas the devotees, sometime we are supposed to does all our austerities and tapas for the Lord's purpose. For example, we fast for the sake of the Lord. Ekadasi fasting, so many fasting. We get up Mangalarti, attend for the sake of the Lord's pleasure. We do Java for the sake of the Lord's pleasure. This is the austerities, type of austerities where devotees have to perform. Whereas the non-devotees or asuras, they also do austerities. But their austerity is for their own sense enjoyment. I remember one comparison. Sometime back, there was a record of who traveled the topmost 10 flying people in the world. Among the topmost is Bill Gates. And the Bill Gates is the number one person in wealth or something in the world. And also a technology person. He used to travel such a way, all his sleep will be only in the airport. Just sitting in the seat, he sleeps. And his way of working will be maybe 100,000 times heavier than devotees. But that austerity, sometimes devotees, they are also traveling a lot. But this is a big austerity they are doing for the sake of preaching. These two austerity we should be able to distinguish. And at the same time, when devotees are doing austerities or tapas or sadhana, very strongly they can do. But if the sadhana and austerity doesn't point towards Lord's service and devotee service, this will not become devotional nature. Sometimes devotees, they are very good in sadhana, perfect in all austerities, attending Mangalati, chanting, everything, reading books and everything, wonderful. But they miss the basic concept of serving the Lord and His devotees, then this will become asuric nature. When they become asuric nature, naturally they will disturb all others. A devotee's austerities, sadhanas, practices, everything should be directed towards serving Lord and His devotees. If it is missing, then it is waste, asuric nature. It's going to be a trouble for the society. Naturally, if the devotional aspect is missing, what will happen? If the devotees practice sadhana and all those things, serving mode and this is missing, means what will happen to devotees? They'll get false ego. I am doing wonderful sadhana, I am doing nicely, I am the big shot, others are not. Then in that mode, they will start offending other Vaishnavas. I remember somewhere Prabhupada mentioned to some senior sannyasi, told Prabhupada disciple, that somebody doing, they are chanting maybe 16 or 32 rounds or 64 rounds. But without devotional service is not so much tasty. Like Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur tells, if you lick the honey from outside, what taste you will get it? You have to open the bottle and take the honey and taste it. Similarly, you are doing only sadhana very strongly and other things without getting into actual fine devotional aspect or serving to devotees and Lord, what taste you can get it? It will be dry. You won't get the taste just licking the honey bottle outside. This basic concept should be taken care within the devotee community also. Yes, we should be good at sadhana, but at the same time, we should be good at serving other devotees and Lord. If it is missing, this sadhana is going to give arrogance to devotees. And this will make ultimately the devotee to get out of the devotional service. Somewhat, we all devotees, we think we are not Rane Krishna, we are not Asura, we are not. But in our devotional activities, sometimes we do that. Also, in our devotional activities, we are praying Lord for many material benefits or pradishta or something. Again, that will spoil our devotion. We are slowly tuned for this asuric nature. Otherwise, why there should be trouble among the devotees? Why there should be difference between devotees? If every devotee is completely in the mode of serving the Lord and His devotees. And this way, one should be very careful in executing devotional service also. There is a good chance that sometime we may get into this type of asuric nature. It's not a pure devotion. And as Ranikashibu, he was doing wonderful austerity. And not that Asura means they are not uncultured people like Ravana or Hiranyakashipu. They know Vedas and Shastras. They were executing tapas according to Shastras and Vedas. And therefore, they are very much knows all Shastras and Vedas, and they never come out of the Shastras. But at the same time, their tapas and austerity is meant for their own sense gratification. That is why that is condemned. That doesn't benefit anybody. And that way, Hiranyakashipu was doing big tapas than anybody else. And Brahma later slogans he is explaining what a big tapas, nobody can equal him. But still, he was pointing towards his own sense gratification and disturbing others. He was killed by the Lord. I remember the later slogans when at the end, Narasimhadev was pacified by Lord Prahlad Maharaj. Then, when he was about to leave, Brahma goes and does prayer to Lord Narasimhadev. Then, Narasimhadev is instructing Brahma, don't give any more such benediction to any asura in future like this. This is the same instruction he is giving, wording. Don't give any such benediction to asura in future like this. It is like equal to feeding the snake with milk. Only one sloka, that's the instruction by Lord to Brahma. Feeding the snake with milk, what will happen? It get more strong poison. The milk also give more energy to create more poison. Similarly, if you give asuras more benediction, they are more going to do damages. Therefore, don't give it. Here, Brahma is doing the mistake, giving the benediction to Hiranyakashipu. There, Lord is telling, don't give any more. Every time I have to come and protect the devotees because you are giving such a benediction. And that way, Lord, what is that? He was instructing Brahma not to give it. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj also, he was asked benediction by Lord Narasimhadev. In one other sloka, I remember very nicely, Prahlad Maharaj is telling about two, three slokas. One sloka is telling, if the servant expects something from the master for his service, then he is not a true servant. If the servant expects any benefit or any things from the Lord, from the master, then he is not the true servant. And also, the master who gives some benediction to the servant to maintain his prestige or position, he is not the true master. He is very well defining who is the true, not the true master, not the true servant. The master should not give benediction to the servant for maintaining his position, master position. And the servant should not serve the master expecting some benefit. Both are condemned by the Prahlad Maharaj. This is sloga, not purport. I am telling sloga. Similarly, in any context, either in asura nature or devotion nature. See, here Lord and Prahlad Maharaj discussion. Lord and Prahlad is number one devotee. And certainly, we go to serve without any condemnation in our devotion. Ananya bhakti. Without deviation. Without material desires. And without any such thing, then only we are the true servant. A true devotee. And certainly Lord, as a true master, he never gives benediction to his disciple for such sake of he wants or he maintaining it. Or his position. And Prabhupada mentions in the purport, like Lord, other way, if he likes the devotee, he takes away whatever he has. And that way, the devotee can further progress in devotion. And this fine distinction, if we don't understand in devotional service, we will be confused. Who is the true well-wisher, true master, and true these things. It applies to every level of our devotional management. And every manager, as a practical application, every devotee serving under him, they should follow this rule. Every manager or every leader, he should do what is beneficial to, spiritually beneficial to his subordinate. And a spiritual subordinate should not expect any material benefit from his spiritual leader. If you follow this basic etiquette, then devotion will be very well established among the leader and the subordinate. Otherwise, the whole devotional aspect will be spoiled by our activities. Here, Hiranyakashipu, he wants the benediction to become boss of everybody. He wants to control everybody. But as a devotee, we pray, Lord, we have to be servant of everybody. See the exact difference. And a devotee never wants to be boss or never wants to control. And that is the mood of a devotee. And whereas Asura's mood or Hiranyakashipu mood is, he wants the position of Brahma. Because among the demigods, Brahma is top. He wants that position. That is why demigods are warning. Oh, he is asking your position. If he comes to us, he will harass us and he will make big trouble to us. Please kindly don't do it. He wants to take your position. And that way, a devotee mood is always to be servant. In the asura mood is to be boss of everybody. This way, if you know the distinction, all our devotional activities, we have to fine-tune it. Fine-tuning means, okay, every day, every devotee, we are fine-tuning our devotional aspect. Not that every time we are perfect, but we have to learn. That's why this comparison, you see, last, Prahlad Maharaj is telling, who is true master, who is true servant. And Lord is instructing Brahma, don't give such a thing, born to Hiranyakashipu Asura. And sometimes we also have to follow this basic Vaishnava etiquette of servant and master, is what is the real meaning. And really, there is a completely different mood in the material world, master and servant, and spiritual life, master and servant. Servant means more of serving nature. Master means more serving than the servant. Then only he can become master in the spiritual life. Who wants to be served cannot become never master in spiritual life. But in the material life, master will be always served. In spiritual life, master will be always serving. We see Lord itself, how many situations is serving. Like now, Nanda Maharaj's shoes is taking and going, Narada's feet is washing and doing. And he is such an example. That will be the fine aspect of devotional things. Totally different from this mode of asurika or non-devotional mode. And the devotees, we have come with a lot of contamination. We have naturally that controlling mood and the boss mood, everything. That is called false ego. False ego means we know everything. We want everything. Therefore, once we get out of this false mode, then we will be able to come to the real devotion. Then this type of boon we don't expect. We don't trouble or try to control others by force. By devotion, one can control anybody, but not by force. I remember, even such big acharyas and all those things, they were very careful about to fall, not fall in this line. I remember All of you know that Ramanujacharya, to get the instruction from Trikoshtiyur Nambi, he was among one of the five gurus designated by Yamunacharya before departing this planet. And these five acharyas have to instruct different instruction to Ramanujacharya. And Trikoshtiyur Nambi is supposed to give the meaning of that mantra. And Ramanuja, you know, he visited 18 times to get the mantra. This is Srirangam, and the Trikoshi is around 150 kilometers, 120 kilometers. He walked 18 times. And every time, he was learning the basic etiquette of Vaishnava things. And I remember how false ego is affecting like that. To understand, first time, Ramanujacharya visits, he is a sannyasi already. Very well known devotee and very humble. Visiting Trikoshtiyur Nambi. First time when he visited, Nambi is telling, get rid of all your samsara bija. Samsara bija means you understand. We tell samsara means the material life. Give up all material life and come. But he is telling samsara bija. That root also you should give up and come back. Root means sometimes we tell we are all renounced, we are sadhus, we are brahmacharis, we are full-time devotees and all those things. But so many bijas are inside. That seeds. Anytime it will sprout out. We have all inside. Without that seeds are removed, we cannot be able to continue in the devotional service. The process is we got to remove the seed also. This is the first instruction. Then Ramanuja returned to Srirangam. Thinking, then finally he got convinced, I am sannyasi, I don't have any samsara, I don't have the seeds also. Okay. Now let me go try again, once again. He goes to the Trikoshtiyur Nambi second time. Pray him. Yes, I am free from samsara seeds, bija. I don't have any that desire for material enjoyments or things. Then he tells, get rid of ahangara, mamahara and come back. Second time. Again Ramanujacharya comes back to Srirangam. He thinks seriously, what is that? I have any ahankara means false ego. I am the thing, I want everything, I am doing it. Whenever you put I, that is called a false ego. You put yourself. Then he remembers all the acharya's life instruction and all those things. One of the acharya, this is like how that acharya, they don't instruct some ahankara is there, something like that. This is a small instruction that life of one of the acharyas. He was want to know the teaching, he asked his father. He is telling, go to this person. And when he reaches this person, he knocked on the door. He is asking from inside without opening, who has come? I so and so has come. And friends said, the word come. After I die, you come. He got shocked. What is that? I am going to guru asking to give instruct. He is telling, after I die, you come. And then he got confused. He come. Second time he goes. Same thing. Who has come? I have so and so and come. After I die, you come. Again he came. Then third time father asked, he asked the father, what is this? I didn't understand. Every time he tells. Then third time he goes. He knocked on the door. Who has come? Your servant has come. Please come in. Until you get the mood of servant, they don't instruct. As a boss, you cannot receive instruction. Even LKG, ABCD, you cannot learn. Because if you don't have respect and surrendering to teacher, material teacher, how will you accept ABCD? You tell it's not CBA. Something you'll tell. And this is second instruction, ahangara. Get rid of ahangara and come. Then mamagara. Mamagara means possessiveness. Everything, mine, 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 my body. First starts with my body. It's my body, it's my family, my house, my property, my bank account, my deposit, my education, my everything. This get it up, ahangara, mamagara, then he come to me. Then Ramanujacharya came to Srirangam back and thought a lot and got convinced, okay, I don't have any ahangara, mamagara. Then again he goes back to this Trikoshtiyur Nambi. Yes, sir, so, Guruji, I have given up all these things. I am not free from that. Then he tells so many instructions, 18, 17 instructions. Few I remember. One is he is telling, get the blessings of all sattva guna people. Get blessings of all sattva guna people. means who are good people get the blessings and come back. Then other time he goes, next time get the blessings of all devotees and come back. Then for another time he goes, get the blessings of all Santan. Then so many instructions. Then 10th time he goes, become a Vaishnava and come back. Imagine, until that he hadn't given out. After 10th time he is telling, become a Vaishnava and come back. We are telling we are Vaishnava, but Ramanujacharya, Guru set an example when he becomes Vaishnava. After this Ahankara, Mamakara, Samsara Bija, then all the sadh blessings and Vaishnava blessings and all you get, then I suddenly got to remember the things. And all the 10th time he is telling become a Vaishnava and come, then another 7 things. After becoming a Vaishnava, he gives 6-7 instructions, he comes under them. After some 18th time he goes, okay, now you are fit, take the meaning of the mantra. That means devotees, maybe in future sometime if I get, I get all 18 instructions properly explained. That's a big thing. It's very nice. One has to learn how to become really a Vaishnava. Not just because we are putting tilaka, we are chanting, we are doing, we are very much thinking that we are big Vaishnavas. Seeing this, where are we? Where are we? 10th stage only become Vaishnava. Then I remember, after that, he gives very wonderful instructions, another 6 instructions, 17 times, 18th time when he goes, okay, gives it. Therefore, in our devotional life, we cannot expect all these things from our leader. When you are serving for Prabhupada or anything, leader also should have equal role, and subordinate also has the equal role. And both, one should not expect material benefit from boss. Then material, or boss, if he wants to maintain his position, he will adjust for all subordinates interest. These both things will be disturbing our devotional activities for leader and subordinate. And only way is, like Prahlad Maharaj told, a true master will not give any benediction just to maintain his position. And a true servant will not expect any material benediction. These two are the qualities of a true master and a true servant. And whereas Hiranyakashipu, he wants to be a position of the Brahma, and Brahma is a demigod, he gave that benediction, but it disturbed the both. All devotees, demigods were disturbed, and all were controlled, and all as the end, Hiranyakashipu was also killed. This is the situation, and let us be careful in our devotional activities, how to progress. We have entered the devotional life, like always I tell, we take initiation means starting. We are formally starting devotional service. Not that we got the degree. Now we have just started. Now we go to get the degree after so many years, after 18 times. We go just formally got the starting. That's what initiation means. We are not devotees, we are not Vaishnavas, we are not nothing. We have to go a long way. Ahankara, Mamakara, Samsara Bija, and get the blessings of Vaishnava, get the blessings of Sadhu. With all those things, how can you become a really? Then 10th time you become Vaishnava, then become slowly all other progress. And it's really, we have to take instruction from Bhavadam for different, how to advance in our devotional activities. That way, it will be very much helpful to learn the devotion aspect from these events and all these things. I think I can stop here. Any questions, answers, comments, criticism? Give the mic to Devanandan Prabhu.
In purport, Prabhupada writes that Brahma was waiting for Hiranyakashipu to finish complete his tapasya. What was the reason behind that?
The question, you got it all. Why Brahma was waiting, Hiranyakashipu asked it is to be complete. Maybe I am not very sure about that, but what my understanding I am telling is, the whole sequence is he should be eligible to get the benediction. For example, even in the material life, even materially some desire to be fulfilled, you need to complete or get sufficient punya to get that benefit. or you go to accumulate some punya to get such material boons. And Hiranyakashipu was keeping in mind of getting a material benefit of Brahma's position and doing tapas. And Brahma knows that, but unless he gets that sufficient punya or storage or accumulate, he cannot give it. That's the reason he may be waiting. That's my understanding. Any other question, doubts? Or? Yes, Prabhu. Give the mic to... Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Suppose a true master wants to give some benediction to a true servant, and the true master wants to give benediction, and the true servant doesn't want to accept any benediction. Give and take is essence of exchange of love.
Essence of?
Give and take is essence of exchange of love. Suppose this true servant rejects the benediction, is he not displeasing his true master?
He doesn't listen to true master. I understand the question. Repeat, if it is wrong, you correct me. True servant wants to give, true master wants to give true benedict to the servant.
Yes.
True servant.
Yes.
Sometime that true servant doesn't, he rejects or something like that.
Yeah.
The true master. Benediction or rejects the true master?
Benediction. He is rejected. He doesn't want to take any benediction from the true master.
Yes, but in the same thing, Prahlad Maharaj is telling, he doesn't want any benediction, he tells. But at the same time, he tells, remove all material contaminations from my heart. Because that is the root cause of all evil. He takes the benediction. Because a true servant, he takes the benediction which is really helping for his spiritual advancement. We all need benediction and blessings of all Lord and Vaishnavas. What is the meaning of blessings? We take the blessings of Vaishnavas so that we will be advancing. The true Vaishnava blesses for the advancement of spiritual life. Therefore, it's not that we need to reject, the true servant has to reject. You are telling true master, true servant. That means true master is going to give benediction which is beneficial to true servant. Therefore, you should not reject. Even it looks like sometime material, still you have to take it. Because ultimately it may give benediction for spiritual life. Sometimes true masters will give something looks like a material benefit. Like Dhruva Maharaja, he told the Dhruva Maharaja to rule for 30,000 years. Then come back to me. This looks like a material benediction, 30,000 years ruling the country. But you know, somebody has to take the job of ruling the planet. That is the Lord's desire. When sincerely did that, Lord was pleased and he got. He didn't reject that 30,000 years. Somebody back.
Hare Krishna Guruji. So, after the whole pastime of Narsingadev killing Hiranyakashipu, Narsingadev instructed Lord Brahma. So, Narsingadev instructed Lord Brahma not to give such benedictions to demons. But we see that in future also Brahma ends up giving benedictions to demons, like even Ravana and others. So, like, is it Brahma not following the instructions of Lord, or is it Brahma is being forced by the type of settings he is living in?
That is the position of demigods. Because always demigods want their position, for that sake they give all benediction. Like Shiva is called Asados. Easily satisfied. And Brahma also is a demigod. He wants some pradishta, some glorification. You remember, Hiranyakashipu was doing tapas 100 years, glorifying Lord Brahma. Now we devotees are fall down even 1 minute glorification. What to talk about 100 celestial years? He was glorifying Brahma. Then who will not be satisfied? He's a demigod. He was satisfied and gave the blessings. That is why, even though Lord instructed, the glorification is such a big thing, they fall down. You imagine, 100 celestial years, Hiranyakashipu did tapas, what is that? Glorifying Brahma and things. Just, that is the difficulty of demigods. That's why Bhagavad Gita is very clearly telling, What they are giving is a temporary nature and they can be not permanent. And therefore a devotee doesn't go to the demigods, only ask the God. He knows what to be given. Brahma is demigod, that's why he again does the mistake. Yes, Prabhu.
Point you made.
Other point is that Brahma is one of the Mahajana.
Brahma?
He is one of the Mahajan.
Mahajan.
He is not ordinary person. He knows the mind of the Lord. So Lord told him jokingly, Baba, don't give this kind of benediction and put me in trouble. But devotee, they always like to enhance the glory of the Lord. So just to enhance the glory of the Lord, Brahma gives the benediction. Because he knows who is the Lord and who are this ant. He knows. So enhance the glory. Look at the Narsingdev. Sukadeva Goswami said, Adbhutam Rupam. Adbhutam Rupam. Nobody had, neither it was there before, nor, I have not seen. That satyam vidhatu nijavita bhashitam astambhe sabhayam namrigam namanusam. So the whole sloka said adbhutam rupam. So that enhanced the quality of the Lord. So the Brahma, even Ravan, he was such a strong, but in enhancing the quality of the Lord, that goes to show that don't take panga with the Lord. Lord is Lord.
Maybe as Devanandan Prabhu is telling, even though it looks like externally Lord Brahma is giving some benediction, material benediction, but still ultimately it's for the glorification of Lord by the Leela. And we get so many pastimes and other things. Also one more adding to Devanandan Prabhu's thing, that actually Hiranyakashipu is Jayavijaya. Therefore, to complete that whole drama, Brahma has to give this benediction, maybe. Thank you very much. Jai Shrimad Bhadam ki, Jai Shrila Prabhupada ki, Jai.